We are live, ladies and gentlemen. What have you just done? Okay. That looks sexy. It's a great look. Okay, everyone out there who's watching this, I should probably open up Periscope so I can understand what the hell questions you're going to be asking me right now. So my name's Nish. I'm from the what was previously known as the LFC Podcasting Couch, now the LFC Day Trippers. I'm with my two fine Australian gentlemen over here. We have Mr. George, the hero in the Honda Xanthus. How are you, my friend?
I'm very well, Nish. Thank you.
Before you go any further, please explain that horrible fucking thing that's on your face.
A lot of people have said it's nice, so can I swear?
Yep. Sure.
Well, fuck you, Nish.
Apparently, George is an actor.
You must know. I'm shooting a film at the moment,
right.
And I'm playing a cop in the 1970s. So that's all I'm allowed to say.
That's great to hear. That's beautiful. That's a horrible excuse, but yeah.
Thanks. Like a porno.
Yeah, it's a porno film in the 70s. It comes clean as a porno.
What's the little
Okay, next we have over here on this side of the screen. Oh my god, this is so difficult. Yes, here we are. The coach, Peter Kafinas. How are you, sir?
Good, thanks, Nish. How are you?
Great. Your hair is looking magnificent. It's Emre Can levels, as we say.
It's game day.
It's game day. Phenomenal. Very well. Having two Greeks on, you got to expect some amazing hair. Thank you, boys. Brilliant work. Anyway, for all you watching out there, you could be watching on YouTube, you could be watching on Facebook, you could be watching on Periscope or Twitch. I've got the technology to do something. Anyway, we're streaming all over the world right now. So I am actively looking, if you're on Periscope, at Periscope. So I want you guys to please send through questions on Periscope if you're watching. That is what I'm going to be looking at most today. That could change in the future. If you have any issues with the quality or whatever, let me know and we will fix them up from that point on. Cool. All right, well, let's jump into it. We are talking about the Hoffenheim game that in our world is happening tomorrow morning. We're dropping off dramatically in viewers. Maybe something's going on. I'm not entirely sure. Let me quickly check WhatsApp. What's going on? Any problems with the stream? I'm just asking HQ. No, cool. Okay, we're getting people joining. Excellent. Fine. So before we jump into Hoffenheim, I do want to quickly bring up that we are writing articles on the LFC Day Trippers. Please head to lfcdt.com. That's lfcdaytrippers.com. Hey, Colin Foy, thank you for saying hello on Periscope. How are you, my friend? Please send questions. What do you want us to talk about? So read these two articles, especially the one down the bottom here if you're looking. Audio, what's wrong with the audio? Is your audio having a problem? What is wrong with the audio?
No, it's fine. No. Just listen to your talk, man.
Colin. I'll message while on the fly. So apparently there's a problem with the audio. If there is, please let me know. I'm trying my best. So it should be okay. Stream. Nice mustache, dude. Says H-E-8.
Oh, thank you.
R-A, Hebra. Anyway.
See, we're getting viewers as a result.
Okay, cool.
Tell you what.
I'm not sure how to fix this audio. I think it should be fine. It keeps dropping, apparently. Maybe you. I'm not entirely sure. Otherwise, go to our Facebook page. Watch it on there. If you're not watching on Periscope, it's on there as well. Type in LFC Day Trippers in Facebook. You should be able to watch the same stream. Anyway. Read this article if you're looking at the screen on the left-hand side. It says, Smoke and Mirrors, the Coutinho Deception. Highly recommend. It is sterling stuff. It is fantastic reading by Rich. You can follow him at rich_LFCDT on Twitter. A really good article. And speaking of brilliant articles, you should, well, maybe not, but I wrote one myself. Feed not bad, a bit jumpy. All right, sorry, hey, bro. We'll try and fix it up. I wrote one just before about being better than Coutinho. I got a message from fake Matty Camp, who you've heard on the podcast, and he said, these guys are just treating Liverpool like a job. And I got thinking, well, maybe if I was working in my day job and I got a random phone call from some person saying, hey, I'm Peter Moore, why don't you come join Liverpool and we'll pay you twice as much? I'll jump at the chance. And I think that's what Coutinho is going through right now with Barcelona. Anyway, I put it better into writing, so have a read. So firstly, let's jump into this. I'm going to keep taking questions for all you guys who are jumping on right now in Periscope. Shoot through questions. I'm going to try my best to watch it. But my first question I'm going to pose to Mr. George Xanthus, the hero of the moment, the porno mustache man himself. That looks delicious. So my first question to you, what is our midfield three going to look like against Hoffenheim? Go.
Well, as a quick summary, I think it's just going to be flat three. Unfortunately, I wish we'd go in with a 4-2-3-1 and have two sitting and then one in front, but I think Klopp won't change and he'll just go for the flat three, basically. Yep. And who's it going to be? Probably Henderson, Wijnaldum, and possibly Milner. I reckon. Oh, no, maybe Chan. I reckon Chan. No, Chan, Chan, Henderson, and Milner.
Okay.
That's my pick.
Chan, Henderson, Milner. Over to you, Peter Kafinas, the coach.
That would have been my exact same three. I reckon that's what he'll go with, 100%.
John Henson and Milner?
Yeah. Well, that's if
whoa.
Chan's back from his illness.
Yeah, true. I didn't even know he was ill.
Are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, there we go. I thought I lost you for a sec. No. It's the, I reckon it's the, if Emre Can's not sick anymore,
yeah,
then he'll start for sure.
Cool.
Yeah, Jurgen Klopp said in his press conference that Phil Coutinho has got the same bug that Emre Can had.
Yeah.
And Emre Can can still play, but he doesn't want Phil to give it to other people.
Fantastic. Hey, I got a message from Hebra on Periscope. If our midfield looks anything like that mustache, we're going to have a great chance. We got a fan.
Watch.
We got a fan. Watch. Awesome. Okay, now let's go to left and right backs. I'm going to pick Trent and my boy. Oh, Andy Robertson. Oh, I do it every single time. It's going to pick up one day.
Trent. That's not a good chance.
Fuck you, man. Come on, man. Andy Robertson, he's my pick. What do you think the left and right back's going to be?
Same.
Yeah. I'd say about the same.
What a debate! Shit, this is next level debate.
I mean, look. There is space for Joe Gomez possibly to start. I just don't think he's good enough. I don't think he's. But look, you know, possibly Gomez offers you a little bit more stability.
Yep.
So maybe we go hell for leather on the left, and we have as your left back attacks.
Yep.
Your right back sits, and you've got at least three at the back with your holding midfielder. And one thing that I also noticed in the game against Crystal Palace was that Milner was filling in at left back. So there seemed to be good interchange and good balance, at least, with the side that was out against Crystal Palace. So it's not a foregone conclusion that Trent starts, but yeah.
Look, I think if Trent Alexander-Arnold will start because of the last time he played against Hoffenheim.
Yeah.
Obviously, he was the hero in that match. And I think Robertson will start because Jurgen Klopp wants him to get more minutes in the Liverpool shirt. I just think that's the way it's going to be.
Cool. Hey, can I ask a quick thing of you, Peter? You're kind of sinking into the depths of your monitor. Do you mind moving your head slightly up or moving the there we go. There we go. Yeah, it's a little bit better. Maybe a little bit too much, but I can see you now. You're more level. Cool. Awesome. Thank you very much. Just for the viewers out there. And George, you're kind of falling. You're cutting off half your head onto one side. Yes, there we go. Robertson Carlos de Play says, Andy, AY Private Eye, who is sitting on a beach, and we may even dial him into this chat a little bit later on. So stay tuned, Andy. You are a regular on the pod, on the day trippers. And if any of you guys out there in Periscope also want to jump on for a few minutes to have a chat, I am available to get you on this. This technology is phenomenal. He needs to be loaned out, apparently. I disagree. Anyway, let's get on to the controversial-ish bit for some, for many. I'm going to pick my two centre-backs as being Matip and Klavan. I want Klavan to start this game. Oh, everyone,
I don't think you will.
Everyone on Periscope, please. If you're on Periscope, I am reading. So what are your votes out there for centre-back pairing? I'm picking Matip and Klavan. What are yours? Send them through. Send us questions. Keep on going. You were talking just then, Peter?
I think Lovren walks right back in.
Okay.
Don't know why. I just think he will.
I thought he had a bit of a mare against Hoffenheim. I think he was probably... I mean, I've defended Lovren to no end, but I thought he had a pretty bad game, and with Klavan's history in the Bundesliga, that's why I'm picking him.
Not a bad theory.
Look, I thought Klavan was good in his last game.
Yeah, same.
He coughs a lot from us, but I think he was good. But I don't know. I think we just let Lovren walk straight back in.
Yeah.
He seems to have a soft spot for Lovren.
Yeah. Before you talk, Pete, Hebra said we want Klavan to play, but he reckons it's not happening. Just we all know that Lovren's most likely Klopp's number one, and that's perfectly fine. He is much smarter than all of us put together when it comes to football. But, yeah, anyway. Over to you. What are your thoughts?
Is that me?
Yeah, it's you. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. George. I didn't hear a name. Didn't hear a name.
Jorge.
Either you say Pornstache or George. Otherwise, I don't respond to you, mate.
Porn George. Porno George. There we go.
I'm like evil George. You know, like when someone's evil, they just get a moustache and it's like, ooh, like bizarro George.
Let's go. Yeah, cool. So who do you think?
No, I don't think it's... I think it's worth throwing it up into debate to say Klavan and Matip, because obviously Klavan did quite well against Palace, although I didn't like the way he was beaten for pace by Loftus-Cheek. I didn't like that little moment. I think Lovren's a little bit better at dealing with those situations, but Lovren seems a little bit more extreme with making mistakes and whatnot, even though Klavan's had his fair share. But I do agree. I think Lovren comes straight back in. And something that's also interesting, I don't want to go too far onto other points, but our spine of the team has been the same throughout all the games.
Yeah.
So that's something you might want to bring up later. But it's been Mignolet, Matip, Henderson, and Firmino. So that's really that's what we were trying. That's what we established with Benitez, which made the side so good, having a strong spine. So, you know, it's good to see that, you know, Matip is. I'm not saying it's good to see that Matip is his preferred centre back, but that could be, a forewarning to whoever the other centre back is going to be in the future.
Yeah,
Van Dijk.
Van Dijk. Anyway, what rhymes of Van? Nothing rhymes of Van Dijk. Anyway, cool. Okay, so you've said your midfield three already. Do you want to reiterate it for the 60 or 70 odd people who have just jumped on? We'll start with you. Let's go for you first, George. What are your midfield three?
I want it to be Henderson, Milner, and Emre Can, because I think Can was rested in midweek and Wijnaldum looks a little bit tired. And I also, like I said before, I like the fact that Milner fills in for left back, something that we saw Mascherano do when he was a defensive mid. I don't like that it's going to be a flat three, but it's going to be a flat three of Henderson, Can, and Milner.
Yeah. Sorry, while we're going on, there's a lot of questions coming through about Lovren and Klavan. I knew it would be a bit of a conversation. There's people talking about a lot of mistakes that Lovren made. Steve-O sideways, obviously the main guy on the trippers, said it's going to be Lovren and Matip all day long, obviously. Shawnee Lawson comes up, Milno, Hendo and Chan as well for the midfield three, so a lot of people are saying it. Andy says Lovren's way better, for fuck's sake. Yeah, I know, I get it. But anyway, I'm not going to repeat myself. So over to you, Peter Kafinas, midfield three.
Look, I'd like to see Milner, Henderson, and Emre Can, because I think Milner will offer that level of experience in a big game that it is, right? And the emotions are going to be through the roof. You've got Anfield, it'll be loud, it'll be noisy. you don't know what Hoffenheim's going to bring. So,
yeah. Okay, cool.
As George said, if he needs to drop back and cover, he will.
Cool. Well, apparently the stream is all over the shop, glitching out. I think it's just for the UK boys with their McDonald's Wi-Fi that they're watching us. So, I don't know. Is this glitching out for a lot of you people on Periscope watching this? There seem to be people who are watching, but maybe it's just the video quality. We'll work that out later. Look, it's a whole new thing. This doesn't happen very often with this level of technological advancement. So let us know. Please give me a call if it's okay. No, Shawnee Lawson saying it's fine. I'm convinced it is just you Irish bastards in the trippers with your cheap-ass internet. So, yeah, sorry, guys. Deal with it. You're drunk. Your internet's drunk. So it's all good. And I just want to mention... I just want to mention Peter Kafinas. Every time you talk, lots of love hearts pop up on Periscope. It's weird. I don't know what's going on. That must be a glitch as well. So weird. Look at that smile. Oh, shit. Okay, front three. I am going to go with those midfield three. Actually, I haven't even picked my midfield three. I'm going to go with Hendo. I'm going to go with Can because German and he knows the league and all that good stuff. But I'm going to go with Wijnaldum again. I think Milner is amazing coming on. I think he did very well, as you said, to cover the left-back space, so he did well there. But I want to see three guys who their number one job is to basically break down the attack and make sure they don't play us through the middle. So I'm going to go with those three. I'm going to go first to you, Mr. George Harrison, George Xanthis, sorry, for your front three. Fire away.
I think he's always going to be starting with Firmino. I think he rested Salah for a reason. And look, I think it's just Firmino, Salah, Mane.
Okay. Yeah.
There's no point even asking me. It's the exact same. But I would like to see Solanke come on. I would love to see Solanke play a good 20, 30 minutes in this match anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So you think he's going to come on? Or
The key, Solanke.
So the key, Solanke, Golanke, according to the Trippers. But you created the Solanke to the team. He's amazing. He pretty much is Drogba mixed with Ronaldo mixed with...
Harry Kane.
Harry Kane,
okay, yeah. Can we just get this right? He is the second coming of Harry Kane.
Harry Kane. But he can write and spell, so...
He doesn't speak like Harry Kane. Oh, I think it's going to be a lot easier for us.
Hebro said, Peter looks like a handsome version of Marlon King. Okay. Cool. You guys at Ben Perry, please shoot through your front three. What do you think is going to be mine? Yeah, Mane, Firmino, Salah. It's just going to tear bits to pieces. The more those three play together, the better they're going to be. This is almost kind of still feels like preseason for me, despite Arsenal being next week. God damn, I can't wait for that game. But anyway, let's get through this game first. It'll be phenomenal. What are your score predictions? I, sadly, Mr. Optimistic me, consistently optimistic, am going for 1-1, which leaves us with a... Whoa, Jesus. Leaves us with a 3-2 aggregate win. Just knocked my pop filter out the way. 1-1. That's going to be my tip. What's yours? Back to you, Mr. George.
I try and watch the game in my head to try and get a prediction. And the way, not only the way I'd like to see it, but the way that I see it possibly going is that I think Hoffenheim get a little bit ahead of themselves, and possibly we hit them a couple of times and then possibly a third time. So I'm going for 3-0, actually. Yeah. I think Liverpool are, I think we're figuring out a way to not concede at home, possibly. You know, a couple of glitches early on in the season with the Watford 3 goals and whatnot. But I'll go for 3-0 to quote tennis.
Nice. 3-0. So that'll make it, was that 2-5-1 on aggregate? It's good, decent.
And then the away goals rule, it's 26 goals.
20, 30. Yeah, 30 goals to
something like that, isn't it? Right, 26. Look, I reckon Hoffenheim, knowing that they've got really nothing to lose coming to Anfield, I think they might be a little bit arrogant in a way.
Yeah.
Where they turn up, I think they might try and overplay and try to be a little bit too forward from the start, which could actually hurt them, because we've seen what we do to teams who want to come at us. So I'm kind of agreeing with Georgie, and I'm just going to say 2-0.
2-0, decent. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Can I say one more thing?
Of course you
just
can.
Just one more thing. I actually think that I think the manager of Hoffenheim, Nagelsmann, whatever his name is.
Nagelsmann, yep.
What do we call him? The bloody cult leader with the oversized white shirt and the loafers.
What was he wearing? I remember that part.
Not wearing any socks either, rolled up pants. What's going on?
He also doesn't have a chin. Have you seen that? He doesn't have a chin.
We're going to call him Bagelsmann from now on. Delicious. Nagelsmann.
But I actually think he's playing the press conference very well, because what he's saying is I hope he hasn't got, and I don't think Klopp's one to get riled up, but a lot of people said to Klopp that we don't think that you're a possession style manager. I'm not saying that that's the reason why he plays possession, but he seems to take offense to stuff like that. And he took a little bit of offense in the post-match sort of game to what Nagelsmann had said.
Yeah.
And I just hope that when he says, oh, look, Anfield, it's not that big a deal, as if it's going to, I think a lot of the players have come out and said this thing, not just the coach, a few of the actual Hoffenheim players have said, all they've got is, counter press and counter attack, and that's all they're going to do. So Liverpool might play into their hands and actually start playing possession, doing the thing that we we always do, and then possibly Hoffenheim are the ones that are going to do the counterpunching. So, you know, we've got to be careful that we don't sort of go, we can play football and then try and keep 80% of the ball, and then we get a 2-0 Burnley result. That's the one that we've got to be worried about, is the 2-0 Burnley style result where we keep 80% of the ball and do shit all.
Yeah. How good is apparently we've got a really good record when we have less possession. And we talked about this on old LFC, LFC podcasting. Yeah, on old LFC podcasting couch things, pods, we used to say, why don't we just give them the ball? Just, if we're playing shit and we're against a defensive team, just give them the ball and run back and just wait for them to come forward. So it might be the way to do it.
I don't want to be the curse, and I'm going to say it anyway. But I think the stat is no German team has ever won at Anfield.
Yeah.
Out of 14 matches, zero wins.
Yeah. That's pretty decent. That's a good record.
Well, half of them is German, so.
Yeah. That's cool. Hey, boys, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to drop you two off at the pool, and I'm going to go pick up Andy if his dodgy Wi-Fi, because Hebra says Nagelsmann is very cocky for someone who has just seen his pubic hair. Lovely. Hola, Nadzi. Thanks on Periscope. Again, everyone, if you're on Periscope, send us messages. All right, I'm going to drop you two off, and I'm going to go pick up one times Andy Young because he is a day tripper. If I can actually dial you back in, I will. So stay tuned. Alrighty? Don't run away. Okay.
See you, mate.
Goodbye. Hang up, everyone. All right, let's find Andy Young. Andy and Brenda. See if he picks up. Save the Greeks. Come on, Andy, pick up. Andy's on a beach somewhere. No, don't message me. Don't message on WhatsApp. Don't. All right, Andy's not picking up. Come on, Andy. Come on, Andy. This is really frustrating. Come on, Andy. Call me Andy. Andy's got some dodgy ass internet, so I'm going to wait for him to call me back. All right, in the meantime, let's talk about the rumors. As you can probably see on the left-hand side, you'll be able to see I have the Echo. So because it's the Echo right now, they will have more than the Liverpool page. I brought the Liverpool page up, and it's just the official stuff. Come on, Andy. So, let's talk Coutinho for just a second. Apparently a fourth bid. Right before a game. Typical Barcelona. Are we all just sick to death of these guys? It seems quite funny. I was thinking today, aren't the guys that really gave them bucket loads of money with the Qatar Foundation and Qatar Airways, Qatar, basically the entire Qatar government, and guess who owns PSG? Pretty much the Qatar government. So it's a real shame that Barcelona are getting royally screwed by the people who gave them a whole lot of money in the first place. It just makes me chuckle. And now they're in such a filthy, horrible position. They're doing whatever they can to try and save some face, and that is getting Dembele upset at his own club, Coutinho upset at his own club. And it's kind of embarrassing for them. Oh, here comes Andy. All right, Andy. Here he is.
All right.
Hey.
All right, Nish.
Andy Young. Jesus, look where you are.
How's that looking? Well, I put it sideways.
No. Leave it as... Oh, yeah, if you want to go sideways, that's cool. It's quite a lot of head we have right now, so maybe you want to move your phone a little bit back from your face. That's beautiful. Which beach you on, my friend?
Yeah. Which beach? I'm not sure what it's called. It's in Portugal and Alvor.
This is glorious.
It's just called. Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Well, think about this for a second. I'm in Sydney, Australia. I'm looking at a newspaper that's based out of Liverpool, and you're an Irishman that's hanging out in Portugal, and we're on a live stream talking about Hoffenheim.
So, it's incredible, isn't it?
That's
technology,
cool.
Eh?
Yeah. Hey, we have J.O. Shaw on a train from Holyhead up to a match like a proper day tripper. Well done, my friend. Love it. Yeah, how long are you on holidays for, man?
I've 2 weeks in total going back next Sunday. I'll be home on time for the Arsenal match.
Ah, beautiful. Oh, man. Yeah. So are you going to have – have you found a pub to watch the game tonight?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's lots of pubs. I watched the away leg and I watched the – who do we play? Palace. So I watched that in the same pub. It's grand.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Sit there in the sun, some beers.
Awesome. Very relaxing. You can't, yeah. So you're not missing the bunker at all right now?
No.
Okay.
The lads have got it all under control.
Nah, they're all happy. Someone else is doing the graphics right now, so they look a bit shitehouse. So all good.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, can I get your score prediction for the Hoffenheim game, since that's hot in everyone's lips right now?
Yeah, I was watching the last train there with the lads, and you know, predictions of 1-1 and 1-0. A little bit negative for me. I think Liverpool win quite convincingly tonight. Hoffenheim have to kind of go for it. So
yeah,
I think Liverpool will catch them out, maybe win 3-4-1.
Oh, cool. 3-4-1. That's happy. Because I was watching, I've been listening to a whole lot of pods in the meantime since that game. And a lot of people have pointed out that Hoffenheim looked like they were playing very, very, very well, while we look like we were just strolling in second gear. You know, we could have burst out any time. Maybe it's too early in the season for it. But for a team that played that well to still lose at home for the first time in 15 months, I think we're going to be okay at Anfield.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay. I do think the occasion will get to them. I'm sure there'll be plenty of banging on their bus on the way in, coming up to the ground. And it should be a noisy night in Anfield, so...
Yeah.
Get the sport of the team on. Yeah, we're due a performance as well. Like, I mean, we started off a little bit on the slow side, but I think this is what the players are all hungry for.
Yeah.
And they need to get the job done tonight, or else the season's over pretty early.
We don't want to think about it.
Yeah. It's what you think about, really. So
I don't know,
I'm confident enough.
Yeah. No, it's cool. We got another message from Hebra saying Mr. Young on a beach in Portugal and still able to do a podcast. I hate my life. So a lot of jealousy coming your way, my friend. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. I thought it'd be a fun idea to come down to the beach and get a video cast on. So it's all good.
It's pretty fun, man. It's pretty fun. And I'm a bit jealous, to say the least. Anyway, mate, I'll leave you there. I'm going to try and bring the boys back in. So I might actually ask, if you're watching this right now, my friend George, please call me, because for some reason I can't call you right now. So Andy in training camp for the World Games, says Shawnee Lawson. do some sand sprints.
I'm gonna go build some sandcastles and stuff, and dig a big hole, bury myself. That's what the World Games is all about.
Lovely. All right, mate, I'm gonna leave you there, and if George you can call me back, that'll be fantastic. You have a wonderful holiday, and we'll speak to you later, Andy.
Nice one, Ish.
See you, buddy. Bye.
See you later.
Oops, he was still talking when I cut him off. Okay, so if you're out there, Mr. George, can you please call me, and we'll get you two back on so we can finish off this wonderful live Periscope. Anyway, if you're out there, hopefully you're enjoying this whole setup that we have going. It's something very new. Yeah, the stream may be a bit dodgy, but we're trying all kinds of new things. Nad says he's building King's Landing on the beach. Love it. All right, the boys are back. 1 second. So, there's one. G'day. Can't go past that sexy mustache. Yeah. Cool. You watched that on the Periscope?
Yeah, hey. I was, yeah. Did you like my comment?
Yeah. Were you doing the studge?
I was.
Nice. I like it. All right, guys. Let's get some thoughts on Virgil. I want to get just a quick vote. Do you think we're going to get Virgil van Dijk?
No.
Nope.
No.
Pete?
1 second, mate.
Pete says no.
There you go.
Oh. I feel like there's so much karma going in the air, and that's why I feel like that we're getting a little bit of bad juju as a result. You know, we tapped up these two players, and it's an acting term, by the way, juju.
Oh, juju. I think
they just got that defender for 17 mil. Pellegrino's not really interested in the player. He's never met him before. I mean, he's only just met him.
Yeah.
Van Dijk is further gone than what Coutinho is. I don't think it's entirely the same situation. I think there's a good chance we'll get him. Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense. Nadj just called you both the Virgil van Greeks. Sounds like a very good name. We can take that forward. Who doesn't love it? Yeah, Nads is beautiful. What a beautiful man. Speaking of Virgil van Dijk, I did actually put out a one of my lovely polls. I know you guys know that I love my polls. So let me find my poll recently. Oh my God, I've done so many tweets. Sorry for anyone that I may have offended as well with the whole you know, day trippers versus locals versus who's to blame. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. You know, shit happens.
But is it that actually happens? Like,
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, whatever. So I put out this poll, which doesn't seem to be loading for me right now because my computer is slow as hell right now. It said, which of these, I'm going to ask the question of you two if you didn't see the poll, which of these is most vital to Liverpool winning a major trophy this season? You have four options. Number one, Coutinho staying and playing. Number two, Virgil van Dijk joining. Number three, Mane and Salah staying fit. Number four, Andy Robertson. So we'll go to you, George, first. Which out of those four do you think is going to be most vital?
I voted for it. I can't remember what I said. I mean, I think the correct answer is probably Salah and Mane. Was that staying fit? Was that the one?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. That's the right answer, but I think I voted for Coutinho just because I was in the...
At the fury.
I think you sort of... I'll look at it a different way. It's sort of like... If you're looking at this in this strange world where all these things happen,
yeah,
it's like Mane and Salah are fully fit for the whole season if you click that vote, that option.
Yeah.
Whereas if you'd click the Coutinho option, Salah and Mane could still stay fit, but they have a risk of getting injured like anyone else. And I don't think they get injured that much. So I voted for Coutinho staying.
Right.
I think that's what I voted for because we don't have a player like him. I'm trying to find it.
Don't find it. It's fine. This is a podcast, so let's roll it through. Pete.
That's okay. No, you ask Pete something and I'll just look at it.
Whatever.
It's a tough question. Cause
I only do tough questions.
I'm just going to be different and say I think fixing up the centre back issue.
Yeah. So Virgil van Dijk joining?
Yeah. I think that's it. We bring him in. We obviously straight away will make Matip and Lovren better players by bringing him in.
Yeah. Cool. Well, 42%, the majority agree with you, Peter. That was number one only by 1%, which was Mane and Salah staying fit. 41% said that. 42% said Virgil van Dijk joining. 14% said Coutinho staying fit. Well, I mean, staying and playing. And 3%. Big Andy. So, love that man. So, but that was a good little poll. It had 1,231 votes. You know, for me with 5,866 followers, that was a good little poll. So, which was nice. And I did another one recently, which I quite like. And I don't know if it's got as many votes as I hoped would. In the meantime, guys, if you're out there, watch the under-18s if you get the chance, which is the one that's being managed by Steven Gerrard. Please take a look at our little midget blonde guy in the midfield. He is Norwegian. His name is Edvard Tagseth. He looks
16 years old.
He's the business. Oh, you're the coach, of course. Did you watch him play?
I haven't seen a game of the under-18s. No, I haven't. But I've seen the videos that have been popping up and around all over, or just Twitter and Facebook and the rest.
Sweet. Well, if you can, Pete, I'd love to get your thoughts, seeing as you are an under-16s coach. Take a look at Edvard. I'd love to get your opinion on him as a 16-year-old. He looks so cool. Anyway, the poll, which I'm going to ask you guys now, is a bit more of a comedic one, so it's right up your alley, George. I asked the world, 600 votes so far, I asked which of these, it's already finished, but which of these is a suitable way for Coutinho to apologize? And feel free to RT with your own comment. So this is quite close, actually. So here are four choices. I want you guys to pick one. Fire his agent publicly, bend the knee at the cop, vow to stay until we get a Premier League win, and four, convince Virgil van Dijk to sign, which is a suitable way for him to apologize. I'll go for you, George.
I've just come off Game of Thrones, and I'm not going to put any spoilers out there, but I reckon he should bend the knee.
Bend the knee.
George, I haven't seen it yet.
it's a line.
Yeah. Hey.
That's your own fault. All right, Pete, what's your choice?
I want to go with bend the knee because it just sounds funny.
Okay, cool. Well, the winner.
I am Warden of the North.
Hey, enough. Bend the knee. Enough.
I thought this had nothing to do with the show, man. I haven't seen it either.
George, focus on the question.
Okay. Well, the winner with 31% was fire his agent publicly, which I think we should do like another round of questions. If you're watching on Periscope, I'd love you to give us some ideas of how Coutinho can fire his agent publicly, as embarrassing as possible would be the best. But he got 31%. Next best was Bendini at 30%. Fourth was convince Virgil van Dijk to sign. That's at 24%. And 15% said vow to stay until we get a Premier League win, which will be fantastic for all of us. So, yeah, that was a great little poll. And, yeah, fight, fight, fight. Game of Greek Thrones, says Nats. all right, dudes. Well, we do in Australia have a 4:40. I can't even see anything. My house is getting painted tomorrow. We have a 4:45 a.m. kickoff for tomorrow. George, didn't you say you want to go to Cheers to watch the game? You're going to go to the pub at 4:45 in the morning to watch this game?
Look, it was an option. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. There is something that I've been doing this since I was, 10 years old, watching the game in your living room, and you get into your little robe or whatever it is that keeps you warm. It's such a nice little sort of ritual, especially in the morning when nobody's up. So something about that's just all too appealing, but I'm thinking about Cheers. I'm thinking about it.
All right. You do that. You do you, my friend. You do you. So, Pete, are you staying in your warm, what looks like some kind of bunker for the army or something?
No. I'm staying in a friend's house in Melbourne at the moment. I'm just here for work. So I'll be watching it in the living room of this lovely little apartment.
Nice. I'll be doing the same. And as soon as it's done, because I'm getting everything painted, I have to literally pack up my TV and my computer and everything and shove it outside, which is fun. Now, before we finish, I do want to quickly highlight Kristen Wilkinson, who is at SilentKW1. I don't know why I'm doing this, but I want to do a shout out to a random person I found on the internet. She doesn't have very many followers based around her talent, shall I say. She has 815 followers right now, 369 following. I'm not even sure how I came across this. She's a professional tattoo artist from Canada. So she drew this amazing picture, well, in the process of drawing it, of Jurgen Klopp. She has another one she posted recently, which I'll find right now, of Steven Gerrard. It looks ridiculously realistic. One of the best pencil drawing artists I've ever seen. So please give Kristen, who is SilentKW1, a follow. I'm massively impressed. She's even got videos of it, if I can find it. It's in here anyway. Go follow her. It's a great little account. She's my account of the day. I'll let her know. Sorry? Yeah, you should get another tattoo. Do it. Why not?
Yeah.
And look, she's even got videos of her actually working on Klopp hair. I mean, it is that detailed. It is phenomenal. So please, guys, she is my artist or random Twitter person you should follow of the day. Phil, block my comments. I'll start messaging you from the Trippers account. I can't. All right, guys. You have a wonderful night. Look forward to the game tomorrow. And we will start rocking from this point on. Up the Reds. Let's get through to the Champions League. And hopefully we will face Leipzig, Barcelona, and all these pricks in our group. It'll be fun.